were rotten enough they were without any other.
I know you just like to use psychology on teenagers.
All right, you guys. So you call that a workout? I call it a relaxing session. Well?
Well, Coach, it's just that we...
Quiet! I want to hear from you, I'll ask you. So this is the Bryan High wrestling team. Well, the test team shows a lot more fight. What's so funny?
Nothing. I just thought it was a joke, sort of.
Well, it's no joke to me when my best men don't know the difference between a hammerlock and patty cake. Mr. Wade?
Oh, hello, Mr. Dunham.
Good afternoon. I want to see any of your boys on this list.
Man, somebody's gonna get it.
Well, Mr. Dunham, they're all on it.
What?
Every one of them. What is this list?
All those who have lost a match to mathematics.
He's only a railroad man's daughter. You could tell by the lines in her face.
Hello, Rainbow. Train doesn't leave till 9.
Anticipation, Chip. Anticipation. Did I tell you I got a letter from my friend Jerry Court telling me that old Roy is back?
No. Who's old Roy?
Well, old Roy's about the biggest, smartest trout that ever swam in Turtle Creek.
How can you tell one trout from another?
Well, old Roy's got a mean streak and little beady eyes and way of stealing your bait and then laughing at you.
I never saw a laughing fish.
Well, you will when I bring old Roy home, all stuffed and mounted.
Gee, we're sure going to miss you.
And I'm sure going to miss you, Chip. But I got to get away for a few days, just so I'll appreciate all of you more.
How come it never works for me?
Sure it does.
Uh-uh. Every summer, I can hardly wait till vacation starts. Then it starts, and pretty soon it's over. Then we have to come back to school. And there's the teacher, just as clunky as ever.
Well, you and I have a slightly different relationship, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you can't flunk me.
And I warn you, it is within my power to flunk every boy on this list if your mathematics grades do not improve. That is my last word. And I'll flunk every one of you in phys ed if you don't show some fight against Jefferson High.
Well, Coach, now, how are we supposed to bone up on mathematics? I mean, if we have to stay after school each afternoon and practice leverage.
Well, if something's got to go, I suggest the afternoon sessions at the malt shop.
What are we all worried about? All we got to do is get somebody to help us in math and stay here and work out. Maybe miss dinner or something.
Any other bright ideas?
Hey, wait a minute. Suppose we got each of our folks to put in a little bit of money for a tutor. He could teach all of us in one hunk.
Not me, buddy. I got a thing going where my folks think I'm getting straight A's.
My dad finds out I need a tutor, he takes the car back. And if he takes the car back, that's the end of my engagement with Betty, because she's got some kind of defeatist philosophy about riding on buses.
Well, isn't it kind of hot in here? Suppose we got somebody's father to help us with math. A father who wouldn't blab.
Mine's always tired all the time.
My old man's in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and listen, my dad nearly got me flunked out of the fifth grade helping me with fractions once.
Yeah. But guess whose dad must be a genius at math on account of he's an aeronautical engineer.
Well, looks like I haven't lost the old touch. In this corner, Bubba Casey, and in that corner, old Roy. Now come out fighting.
Buff?
Yeah.
Do you suppose it's okay if the wrestling team comes over for a few nights?
Yes, and bring the girls' ballet squad along, too.
Really?
Have a ball.
Well, the guys won't eat much. They'll be coming over after dinner.
That's all right. Now, supposing you're under a tree, and you're looking for a pool where you know old Roy is lurking.
Bub, there'll be 8 of us all together.
It's all right. Still all right. Now, you don't want to get your line snagged in the tree, so you just give it the old sidewinder flip. Like that.
Now, Bub, don't blow your top. I'll unhook it.
Blow my top? I've just landed old Roy. That shot's mine, boy. All mine. And nobody else is going to lay a worm on him.
Bub, have you been listening to what I've been saying?
Every word.
It's the wrestling team. The guys you call clumsy fatheads.
Bring them over. Bring them over, I tell you. Bring them over tonight and every night in the week. Because by 8 o'clock, I'll be on my way to the depot.
Hey, Mike. What is that? He's over at Mr. Waller's. I'm going over and pick him up now.
Oh, good.
He's supposed to be here to tutor the wrestling team in math. They'll be here any minute. Does Dad know about that?
Well, no, not exactly. I figured if he walked in on 8 stupid wrestlers, he'd take pity.
Dad isn't going to take pity. He's going to take flight. I can think of more interesting things to do than be cooped up in here for an hour with 10 tons of solid beef. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Robbie. I came over in Kurt's car. His was the only one with gas in it.
My dad said it sure is great of your dad to do this. He wouldn't do it even if the county paid him.
Well, my dad's pretty good in math. He says he'd be glad to help. But first, you guys got to learn Japanese.
Where do you want us to sit, Robbie? How about the dining room?
Okay.
His dad isn't here, and neither is mine.
Oh, well, he'll be here in a minute. My brother went to get him.
Yeah, but when he gets here, we gotta leave right away. On account of we gotta take Bub down to the station.
You mean you got us all over here and your dad isn't home? I could have been goofing off.
Well, now take it easy, you guys. As soon as my dad gets back from the station, he'll give us the whole works. And meanwhile, we could goof off here.
Boy, don't you fellas think it's hot in here?
Hi, gang. Hi, this looks like the beef trot.
Hey, going to the tree, Mr. O'Casey?
Yes, I am, and what a pleasure it'll be to look up in a tree and listen to a bird that's not coughing. What's he so happy about?
I don't know. He keeps saying how hot it is.
Yeah?
Must have clogged up pores or something.
Open your mouth.
All right.
Don't give me that I'm all right, Jazz. Just open your mouth, Charlie.
His name is Lloyd.
Yeah, but Bub always calls everybody Charlie or Sam or Egbert or something.
Open up. Looks like somebody started a fire in a tunnel.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Well, in my day, we'd call it quinsy sore throat. Now they probably call it virus. We better call Dr. Miller.
Okay, Bub.
Open up.
Diphtheria.
You sure it's not quinsy sore throat?
Oh, it's a sore throat, all right. I'm afraid it's diphtheria.
Well, then one of you boys better go over and get his folks.
Wait a minute. I'm afraid you can't do that.
Sure he can. He's got a car outside. They haven't taken his license away lately.
You're all quarantined.
Quarantined?
You mean like they do with dogs?
Quarantine went out with a lightning rod.
Not entirely. In this state, we still quarantine for several diseases. I better call Lloyd's folks.
Now, wait a minute. You can do it to them, but not to me. I'm a human being, and I'm due at the station.
I'm sorry. Boys, go to the hospital. You've all been exposed. There's nothing else I can do.
How do they quarantine people?
Well, they put one human being in a cage with 7 gorillas and 1 chimpanzee.
The 15th in theaters everywhere.
This couple also available on CD-ROM.
Don't hurry, Mike. We haven't got much time.
I figured he'd be standing out here with a suitcase in his hand.
Is the door locked?
Yeah. Hey, Dad, come here.
What? Don't come in or you'll catch it too. Love, Chip. Now what is this? Chip!
Hey, Chip!
Robbie!
Bob!
Chip! Chip, what is the meaning of this sign?
You want me to start at the beginning or just the junk order? You can't come in.
I want you to open this door.
I can't. Dr. Miller won't let us.
Dr. Miller?
What's happened?
You want me to start at the beginning?
Well, if you let him start from the beginning, you go back to when he was born.
Chip, I'll give you 1 minute to open this door.
I can't. There's a quarantine going on.
A quarantine? For what? Where's Bub?
He's reacting.
Reacting to what?
To being stuck in the same house with Robbie's wrestling team.
You better let him start from the beginning.
Hi. Robbie, I want you to very quickly and very carefully tell me what's going on here. And if you take another bite of that cake before I've got the whole story, you're in big trouble. Now begin.
Okay. Lloyd Rasmussen came over with the wrestling team tonight, and he got diphtheria, and so now we're all quarantined.
Diphtheria.
Can I eat the cake now, Dad?
No, you can't eat it. Where's Bob?
Oh, he's in his room. You know how he gets when he's so sore he can't talk. He's probably lying on his bed, giving the ceiling dirty looks.
Yeah.
Dad, can I eat the cake now?
Yes. Bob? Bob? Bob, the boys just told me about your being quarantined. I'm sorry you've had to postpone your trip. I know how much you've been looking forward to it. Look, Bob, Mike and I'll spend the night at a motel. I guess we can still find a store open where we can get toothbrushes and anything we need, so I'll contact Dr. Miller and ask him how long you'll be quarantined, and then I'll call you in the morning and see what supplies you'll need, because you're going to need plenty with this wrestling team in there. Don't let it get you down, Bub. After all, it's just a wrestling team. If we were a football team, you'd have 11 fellas, not counting the substitutes. Bub, would you do something to let me know you've heard what I've said? Please, Bub. That's better. Well, Mike and I will be going now. Call you in the morning, huh? Good night.
Really sore, huh?
Yeah, those are some of the saltiest light flashes you'll ever see, Mike.
Boy, this is great. No math, no wrestling.
This go good with soy sauce.
Hey, you know, after breakfast, I think I'm going to go upstairs and take myself a nice long nap.
Me too. Mr. O'Casey, wake me for the TV sports roundup.
Hey, glad to.
And Mr. O'Casey, if a girl named Barbara calls, be sure and let me know, will you?
Mm-hmm. Now, Charlie, why don't you eat your pancakes?
I got a stomach condition. I can't eat them when they're burned.
Sorry.
Bob must really be beat. He didn't even clobber Charlie.
Come on, wife, open up!
Hey, John.
And actually, Harriet, about the only thing we need is girls. Now, if there was just some way we could figure out to smuggle you chicks in here.
Come on, there's no reason I can't shower while you shave.
Would you hold on for just a minute? Now, if you guys would shut up, I'm trying to talk to Harriet.
Oh, I didn't know you talked to Abe.
Well, I'm talking to my girl, not yours, Buster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, Bruce, get him! You can't
get him, Hal!
Break
him!
Break it!
Come on, Hal! What's your twist down? That's it!
Hey, come on! Break it up! Where you at? What's the matter with you? You get Bub sore, and then you better watch out! Come on, I'll give you 2 minutes, and I'm coming through the door!
Hello, Harriet.
I'll try and keep that line open, will you, son? We're expecting a call from Mr.
Yeah, Douglas. sure, Mr. O'Casey.
Thank you.
Harriet, what a blast, really. I'm sleeping in Mr. Douglas's bedroom with Johnny and Bruce. Kurt and Charlie are bedded down in Mike's room there. All the food in the world, and guess what? We even have our own chef. Isn't that great?
Mr. O'Casey, I've got to have a larger towel. This one's for pygmies.
Come on, what's your locker room?
I'm not even out of my pajamas yet.
I
have a
chocolate cookie. Bobby, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
What's wrong? Bob.
Yeah.
I'm worried the way he lifts those big elephants, push him around. Is he sick or something?
No, I think he's just eating his heart out because he can't get at old Roy.
Boy, he sure must hate that fish.
Well, I think he likes him, Chip. He respects old Roy, and old Roy respects him. It's kind of like two champion fighters trying to beat each other's brains out.
Boy, I wish he'd slug one of those guys just once. Just to show him.
Robbie's grandfather I was talking to. Huh? Oh, he's kind of a servant around here.
Hey, Bob! The mailman just left this postcard for you.
Why, that miserable...
What's wrong?
Well, I've been locked up with these hyenas. Jerry's caught old Roy. Look.
Hey, me. Now you don't have to worry about that clunky fish anymore.
Worry? Why, I was all set for the kill. Me against old Roy. Now he's gone. And it's all their fault. The big apes. What do you want?
Well, Hal invited me to join the party.
So that's what he thinks it is, huh? Now get out of here before I lose my temper.
I'm coming in the back window.
Now you get out of here or I'll spank the daylights out of you.
Gosh, Bob, I sure am glad to hear you yelling again. I thought you were sick or something.
Well, I was in shock worrying about old Roy. But now I'm clearing the decks for action. Put that phone down, you.
Now you turned off our picture, Mr. O'Casey.
Didn't I, though? Now you go out in the kitchen and set the table.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Sam, you go out and help him. Come on. And Big Daddy, you vacuum this room. Start now. Give me the phone. Goodbye, Camille. The slaves have risen. Just you go risk it upstairs and make up all the beds. Don't sit there looking at me. Get out of here.
Just a minute, Mr. O'Casey.
Did you ever hear of Strangler Lewis?
Well, yeah.
Well, he showed me a couple of wrestling holds that you'll never learn in high school. And if you don't get going, I'll put them in practice. You heard me.
What's happened to him? He flipped his skull or something?
Heck no. That's the way he is all the time. Isn't it neat?
Boy, ought to see him when he's really sore.
That ain't all. From now on, you'll have less sack and more study.
That's our bub.
And that goes for you, too. Get busy.
Tomorrow at Sears.
Bro?
From Scotch Brand.
You have to prove that the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides.
He says you have to prove the square of all that junk is equal to the square of all the other stuff.
Exactly what I said.
Well, anyway, that's where you goofed.
You guys have to keep talking all the time. I'm trying to memorize a stupid poem.
First he constructs a right triangle, and then he constructs a square on each of the sides.
First you construct a right triangle, and then you construct a square on each of the sides.
Oh. Would you ask him whether you invert or what when you're dividing fractions?
Dad, how do you divide fractions?
You invert the divisor, and then you multiply. And tell Chip I'm surprised at him. We went through all that when he was in the fourth grade.
Well, this isn't for Chip exactly. It was for one of the guys.
How's Egbert coming to his right triangle?
Well, his name isn't really Egbert. That's just what Bub calls him.
Yeah, and he'd better cut it out, too.
Old Dylan's on the phone with your English and history assignments, Egbert.
Well, I think that does it for today, boys. We'll see you at the same time tomorrow, huh?
See you later, Dad.
Thanks, Mr. Douglas.
Bye, Mr. Douglas.
So long, Steve.
Look, I've had it with you and your goofy grandfather. You clean it up.
Yeah, Robbie.
Come on, Robbie.
Stop this! Just get up out of there. Get up! You two are going to learn to live together if I have to beat your heads together. Now you go up and clean that tub. The rest of you sit down. Sit down, I said. Like tigers.
Bub, all you can do is try to hang on. I'm sure it can't be for much longer. Lloyd's out of the hospital, and Dr. Miller's waiting for the results of the other boy's test, so... Bub's about had it. He's ready to take on the whole wrestling team.
You ought to see our bathroom. It looks like a hurricane hit a swamp.
Well, Bub, I'm sure the boys don't like being penned up any more than you do, but I guess maybe we ought to think of some way to calm them down a little, huh? I'll tell you, I'll see if I can't come up with something.
Okay, Steve. I leave you with one word. Help!
Boy, Betty sure comes on strong. She's been going great all night long.
Betty, what do you think of this long-distance cruising?
Wonderful. It's the first time he hasn't stepped on my feet.
Maybe he'll really catch on, huh?
lock her in?
Nothing doing. I don't want you dancing with my girl.
Mr. O'Casey?
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize for me and the other guys. You're terrific, and we were too dumb to appreciate you.
Oh, that's all right. Kurt, you and I are going to get along just great.
I'll get some more.
Good boy. You stay right there now.
Hey, Bob.
Yes?
How come those big crunks are so different?
Girls, Chip, girls.
Yeah, but what difference do they make?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that daddy of yours is a genius. And he's smiling.
Here's your ticket, Bob. I'll put it right in your shirt pocket.
All right, thanks. Now, where's my lunch?
Right here, Bob. And there's enough there to feed the whole train crew.
Where's my fishing rod?
Right here, Bob.
All right.
Look, Bob, we've been standing here for 10 minutes. Let's go.
Now, my tickets. I know I gave them to one of you knotheads.
Bob, Dad just put the tickets in your shirt pocket.
That's right. Okay. Mike, why don't you go and get the car stuff?
Yeah. Huh?
Right.
Yes.
Look,
yes.
Bob, maybe they caught old Roy, but there are a lot of other trout waiting in the stream, aren't they?
Now, don't hurry me out of here, Steve, till I find out I've got everything. I want to be sure.
Well,
I feel kind of faint. Isn't it kind of hot in here?
Oh, no. Not again. Not again. I couldn't stand it again.
You really don't feel well, Chip? You don't have any fever.
I know it. I had to do something or else he'd miss his train.
Oh,
look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for 2 episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice-as-nice morning on TV Land.